Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yes, sir. Happy Friday. We'll kickstart your weekend here over the next couple of hours. You can always join the conversation, 713-572-4610. Astros begin the weekend series tonight with the Rangers. Was it weird to not have any Astros to watch last night?
I didn't know what to do with myself.
Was it even weirder there wasn't any injuries nor injury news
to worry about? How do we know that?
Yeah, I know. It's true. I was thinking about that. I was laying in bed last night that as brutal as this has been for the Astros and the injury front, we haven't had one of those ridiculous baseball injury stories.
Treadmill.
Yeah, John Smoltz ironing his shirt while it's on.
Walk through a glass sliding door.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Guy fell asleep in the tanning booth, tanning salon, you know. So I guess there is still more ways to go down in this whole scenario for the Astros. We haven't gotten to that point, at least.
Yeah.
Jeff Kent tripping over the hose while washing his car in the driveway.
Yeah.
It could still get worse.
And but thank you, by the way, for your tribute to us follically challenged people today.
just giving you
I
a
was
little,
saying yesterday,
giving
it,
you a little
it's
preview.
An affront to society that he always wears a ball cap with a hair with a head of hair like that.
It's a beautiful head of hair.
Yeah. Anyway, I digress.
I have my hat, and it is going to go on in a few minutes, but I figured it's a Friday. Yeah. Give you a little preview to start the show. Why not? We're in a good mood. Hey, Astros, even though there wasn't a game yesterday, there was pretty big Astros news in the sense that they called up their number one prospect, Bryce Matthews. First, I guess just what were your takeaways? I mean, level of excitement? I think it doesn't bode well for Jake Meyers, but what's your biggest takeaway when you see that the number one prospect is now coming up for the Astros this weekend?
Well, my first one was shout out to Atascocita High School, baby.
Yeah.
That's where my middle son went to high school well before Bryce Matthews. But my first thought was good for that kid, local kid coming up, number one prospect. But my second was exactly what you just said. This doesn't look good.
No.
This doesn't look good for Jake Meyers. And then my third one was desperate times, desperate measures, question mark on both of those. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm with you on both. So I don't think it bodes well for Jake Meyers because you don't bring up Bryce Matthews for just a few games and then send them back down. I don't think you do that with the number one prospect. I think he's kind of like Cam Smith where he's got to be here to stay. And if that's the case, I would assume it's because Jake Meyers is now gone and then, you know, you're going to move Altuve back to the outfield or maybe even Dubon or somebody, but it opens a spot for consistent lineups where that wasn't necessarily the case before. Because, for example, Christian Walker was coming back. If Jake Meyers goes on the IL, Christian Walker could have taken that spot. They sent down Shea yesterday. They could have just kept him on the roster.
Yes.
But essentially, they're swapping out Shea for Bryce Matthews.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a reason to do that. And I think also, so number one, doesn't bode well for Jake Meyers. But number two, like you said, I think it's almost, I don't want to use the term panic, even desperation maybe.
I'm using desperate times, desperate measures.
Yeah.
Because desperate, you don't, there's different degrees of desperation. And the desperation here is, hey, we need to keep winning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need a dynamic player to kind of bolster the lineup. And he is dynamic. I don't know how good a player he is because there are some questions and we'll get to that.
Right. But not only calling him up, but also bringing Hunter Brown back on Sunday, which is normal rest for him, but you're skipping two guys to get another Hunter Brown start before the All-Star game.
Yeah.
I like it, no problem, but I think that the adjusting the rotation this weekend, bringing up Bryce Matthews, your number one prospect, finally this weekend, where, by the way, Joe Espada was asked about him literally 7 days ago today, and Espada at the time said, right now, the best thing for him is to continue to get at-bats in AAA and continue his progress. Fast forward 7 days, now he's up in the big league. So I think those two moves made for this weekend show that, yeah, I guess some desperation from the Astros right now, even though they have the 7-game lead in the division, just the way things have gone this week.
Yeah, and I thought about that quote as well. And there's two things going on at once here. You're not going to change your plan to develop Bryce Matthews and by bringing him up and sitting him on the bench.
Right.
So, you know, if that's the plan, he needs at-bats. And he does need at-bats. He's been, you know, like I said, very dynamic player, very good player in terms of skill set and tools and all that stuff. But he needs at-bats. He's not polished.
No.
So I think you don't bring him up to sit him on the bench. So you bring him up to keep getting those at-bats.
Yeah.
And so that is kind of speaking to all these points.
Right. And along with that, to add on also, they've called up three people that they've essentially chosen over Bryce Matthews this month alone. I mean, they preferred to add Zach Short to the lineup mm-hmm. instead of Bryce Matthews. And now suddenly things change where you go at Bryce Matthews over Shea because of what we anticipate will be those expected at-bats on a, you know, regular basis, which circles back to the idea that, yeah, there's a spot now in the lineup, but Jake Meyer's probably, we haven't gotten news yet, but they're going to have to announce some sort of move to get Bryce Matthews on the roster today. Unfortunately, it's probably going to be Jake Meyer's going to the IL.
Yeah, I would guess, you know, it's definitely that. Probably 15-day to start. I don't know. Maybe they'll be longer.
They probably do a five-day five IL day. If they yeah. could. Well, yeah. He'll be back next week.
Yeah. Just needs a breather.
Well, we're monitoring it. He's progressing.
He's still doing sprints right now, we're trying to get him back.
Right now he's deloading.
Yeah, that's right.
Whatever that is.
He's doing 52% some squats right now.
Yeah, 52%. Yeah. No, look, I don't think it's a bad thing. You know, I think this is a team that has, I mean, what have we been talking about the last 3 days? We've been talking about this lineup that they're trotting out there is not the, I mean, it's a major league lineup. All due respect to the guys that have made it to the major leagues, but it's not a contending lineup once you get to the postseason and, mm-hmm. and the big guns, so to speak. So I don't mind it. I think that's what's at work here. I fully expect Jake Meyers to hit the IL. And we'll see. We'll see on Bryce Matthews. Really happy for that kid. Like I said, local guy. It's going to be really nice to see. You know, I'm sure a lot of Atascocita people, a lot of his former teammates and family and friends are going to be around for the old Silver Boot, by
yeah.
the way. Yeah. I don't know how I feel about that. But, but I did look at the most recent scouting report on Bryce Matthews.
Mm-hmm.
And it's from Will Thompson. He's an evaluator on Prospects Live, which is kind of a fantasy gambling kind of thing. And let me just read it and see how it hits you guys. Positives first or negatives first?
Let's do negatives first to then see if the positives can outweigh them.
Perfect. Here are the negatives according to Will Thompson. The whiff issues are real, and why I'd expect, this is him talking, why I'd expect some bumps early on. He has a 30% strikeout rate in 2025 and specifically has struggled against fastballs and velo up in the zone.
Mm.
Has a 40% whiff rate against fastballs and against spin, it's similar.
Not good.
Not good. He also says, I've mentioned it before, but the home and road splits this season are staggering. This is the one that jumped out at me. Because it's the PCL and the ball absolutely flies out at most parks, but not his home park in Sugar Land, which is more like a major league baseball park.
Mm-hmm.
So his home splits are 212, 350 on base, and 4 doubles, 0 home runs. On the road, it's 333, 436 on base, 8 doubles, 5 triples, and 10 home runs. So all his power, nearly all his power, came away from Sugar Land. That doesn't mean he won't hit for power in the big league environment, but it's a sharp contrast that should be concerning. And then he wound it up with a little, you know, good news at the end. Matthews is a super fun player and is tooled up, no question about it. But I would expect some struggles early on from him. Those are the negatives. Now, the positives,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll let you guys determine. Phenomenal athlete, quick twitch, and will make some plays defensively at second base that are jaw-dropping. He especially makes excellent plays to his backhand up the middle. His bat speed is plus, and when he connects the ball, it jumps. For the most part this season, he's had a good approach. He did chase too much on spin in the series I saw him, but for the most part, his approach is definitely a strength, and he'll take his walks. Plus runner, plus base stealing.
That's some solid stuff. I like the walks. I love speed. Put some pressure on the defense. You could try to do some different things, especially for this team that's not slugging a ton at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
The defense is good. Be an upgrade, I would assume, over Altuve at second base. But yeah, those negatives you mentioned are pretty tough. The strikeout thing, certainly. If you're striking out a lot in AAA, I don't think it's going to get better immediately in the big leagues.
Yeah.
And the big thing, as you mentioned, I mean, that's a big difference. 32 games at home, you're hitting .212 with no homers. Yeah. That's not you know, big league ready prospect with if that was your stat line for the whole season.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited for him, but there are plenty of concerns. I would certainly temper my expectations for him to begin. Kind of like, I mean, Cam Smith looked a lot more polished, even though he spent less time in the minors, but after the spring training he had, and it still took him about a month to settle in.
Yeah.
So I can only imagine what it might be like for Bryce Matthews. It could be a bit of a big adjustment coming up to the big leagues this weekend.
But you still got to get him his at-bats.
Yeah. Oh,
now,
yeah.
Now, he may not be every day to start. I don't expect him to be, but he's going to play a lot.
Yeah, and I still think it's better than Zach Short, though. I mean, his Short is 0-for-8 with 7 strikeouts the last 2 games. Mm-hmm. He's a career 160 hitter, so he can't do much worse than that. You might as well try to develop the youngster along the way instead of Short. He's your number one prospect, but you take that with a grain of salt because we know the Astros minor league system isn't all that great. He's number 98 for prospects in all of baseball, but number 1 for the Astros.
Mm-hmm.
So when you hear, like, top prospect coming up, it's true, but again, take it with a bit of a big grain of salt. Still a better option than some of the guys they've been trotting out there.
Mm-hmm.
But just, don't think he's going to come in and suddenly fix this lineup. This is the missing piece. I think there's going to be quite the learning curve for him.
Yeah, and, and we're not going to say it's, crucial or anything, but you sure do want to make some hay against the Rangers, too.
Yeah.
You want to get some guys out there. You've got some good pitching matchups. You mentioned Hunter Brown. On Sunday, Fromber's going to be pitching, and they're pitching. DeGrom, it's some pretty good pitching matchups across the board.
Of great pitching matchups,
yeah,
it should be a lot of fun. Here's the other thought I had, and you could tell me if I'm crazy. I was again laying in bed thinking about it last night. Those were the two thoughts that I had. Was number one, doesn't seem good for Jake Myers. Number two, maybe the Astros are getting a little desperate at the moment. But then number three. Do you think this is any sort of audition for the trade deadline coming up at the end of the month where the Astros, like I said, don't have the best farm system? They don't have a lot of prospects they can offer. But if they do want to make a big move to bring in somebody that could really help propel this team to actually try to win a World Series this year,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if Bryce Matthews is going to help them actually win the World Series this year. But if you can go get somebody from another team, whoever that might be, plug them in, and that could be the missing piece. Could this be any sort of, over the next couple of weeks, show what he could do at the big league level for another team?
A Bryce Matthews audition?
Yeah. To then trade him away at the end of the month?
I want to say that's crazy, but I don't think it is. If you're contending
mm-hmm.
and you think you can make a run, and clearly, you're at the top of the American League near it. I wish you hadn't said that.
I will say this. I wouldn't be mad at it.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I guess Dana Brown, the last couple things he did with this, especially when it comes to trading prospects for somebody,
mm-hmm.
seemed like it worked out.
Yeah, it did.
It seemed like it worked out. Because mm-hmm. I know last year people was kind of upset with the Kikuchi. I'm one of them.
Yeah.
And that trade pretty much worked out for him.
It kept him alive.
It really did. He was the best pitcher on the squad at around that time.
Ooh, boy, that would be something though to trade your number one prospect.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, I feel like Dana Brown kind of earned that part of the trust, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of knowing who to get.
Yeah. Do you think it could be?
I think it could be.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it is for sure. I do think there's some other things at play, such as. You need something here more than Zach Short. And like a few texters said, and we mentioned, I mean, those guys weren't necessarily going to be everyday players or shouldn't be. Like Shea Whitcomb, who went down to essentially make room for Bryce Matthews.
Mm-hmm.
He's not playing every day, where I think Bryce will play every day. So I do think it's not necessarily apples to apples. But then part of me, you only have so many guys you can offer up if you're the Astros if you want to make a move at the trade deadline, because this farm system just – is not there.
Yeah.
And Dana Brown said just earlier this week, you know, we've been talking to teams about trades since mid-May. We're going to be aggressive of trades there at the deadline. So that was a thought. I'm not saying that's what it is for sure, but I wouldn't be surprised if you do move him at the end of the month to get a major league piece that can help you get to the next level, because you have the third best record in baseball right now with the most injuries in baseball. Like, this is a team that if you get some of these guys back, maybe you add a piece or two. Obviously, we know this could be one of the best teams in baseball. And Bryce Matthews, how much of a future does he have? I'm not sure, because of those things you laid out, the strikeout rate, the home road splits, and the fact that, again, he's your number one prospect, so people get caught up in that.
Yeah.
But he's 98th in baseball because this farm system is really watered down.
Right, right. And you have a chance here. You know, Jim Crane, that's the other aspect here. Jim Crane is not afraid to do things like this, and ultimately, it's going to be his call.
Yeah. 832 says, I don't think Matthews is ready yet. Saw him in Sugar Land. He was disappearing. And a few people have pointed out, you know, the timing of why they bring him up now instead of earlier in the year because of the years of control.
Yeah.
It is true. No one has been called up this late in the season and has won Rookie of the Year, or I believe even finished second. And that's how these players, these rookies, if they finish first or second in Rookie of the Year voting, they get to hit free agency a year sooner. Mm-hmm. So if you're the Astros, you call them up now instead of earlier in the year. You can manipulate that service time and keep him for an extra year. Maybe that plays into it. Also, the guy has been raking over the last month. He's batting like .350. But again, a lot of that has been on the road. A few texts also coming in saying, did John bully you into not wearing a hat today? It's true. HR, we have a bullying violation here. I'm reporting it. No, I have my hat. I'm about to throw it on during the commercial break, too. Bryce Matthews gets the call up to the Astros. How excited are you? What were your thoughts? You can text the show, 713-572-4610. When we come back, I've been meaning to get to this the last couple of days. ESPN ranked the weapons groups in the NFL. Where did the Texans wind up? But more importantly, how good does this offense truly have to be this year for the Texans to have the season they want? We'll do it next. It's In the Loop.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
How good does the Texans offense truly have to be this year? How good are those weapons on the roster? We'll get to a ranking from ESPN. It's In the Loop. I'm Luke Morrow in for Reggie alongside John Lopez and Figgy Fig. Tell you what, I know Reggie's probably excited about the Bryce Matthews news. We were talking about it last week.
Yeah, he's been talking about him.
Yeah. Off air, he was making the sales pitch on why the time is now to call him up with how he's been swinging in AAA. So I'm sure Reggie was happy to see that news. He'll be back next week. He's been on vacation this week, and looking forward to his return next week with everything going down. But let's talk about the Texans and their offense. You can always text the show, 713-572-4610. I've been meaning to get to this the last couple of days because, of course, this is the time of year with all these rankings and these lists, and we eat it up, and it's fun fodder. ESPN.com put together a ranking of the best weapons groups, which is wide receivers, tight ends, running backs, for the entire roster. So, like, the teams with the best weapons, I guess, is the easiest way to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Titans finished number 32, in case you were curious. Worst weapons in the league. Again, that's wide receivers, tight ends, and running backs. The Jaguars finished 18th, or they were ranked 18th, I should say, after being 16th a year ago. The Colts were ranked 16th for this year, which is an increase from the last 2 years. And then you get to the Texans at number 14. The Texans were ranked 4th in last year's list. So entering last season, ESPN.com, led by Bill Barnwell, thought the Texans had the 4th most talented group of weapons. This year, 14th. Let's first start off with that. Does that feel right to you? Does that seem low? I mean, we could talk about the 13 teams ahead of them, but just back of the envelope, does 14 seem high, low, right?
I don't mind it. I mind it. I'd much rather be 4 than 14. But I don't disagree necessarily with their logic here. You know, last year, Tank Dell, Stephon Diggs, we knew what they had. Obviously, Nico Collins. And actually, Dalton Schultz was higher, yeah, was more highly regarded.
Joe Mixon.
As well. And Joe Mixon they brought in. So, yeah, I get it. This year, I think Christian Kirk is going to be really good for this team. And a lot of people would agree with that. A lot wouldn't necessarily. But you still got rookies, man.
Yeah,
Jaden Higgins might end up being the second best receiver on the squad, but he's a rookie and he's going to have his ups and downs. We talked about that this week.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Knoll as well, and Dalton Schultz has taken a step back. So I get it. I'd much prefer it to be higher, but I get it.
Yeah, I think it feels right too. I'm with you. Obviously, you wish it was high. You wish it was number 4 like last year, but yeah, middle of the pack seems right. I did hear Patrick Creighton last night in Area 45 saying that. I want to get the phrasing right. I think he says this has a chance to be the best group of weapons in Texans history, is what he said last night. I strongly disagree. Yeah. I have concerns about this weapon group.
Mm-hmm.
The running back room could be really good, as we've discussed. But just like you laid out, I have concerns about the wide receivers, depending on how things work out. And the tight ends have to be better this year than what we saw last year.
Well, I wasn't going to say anything, Patrick, but do the names Arian Foster, Owen Daniels, Andre Johnson mean anything to you? Right. Would be my response. But, I guess it has a chance. You know, you're saying there's a chance?
Yeah, everything got a chance.
Everything's got a chance, but I wouldn't go that far right now.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
But here's my question, because we talked yesterday about the defense, so I guess it's fair today to focus a little more on the offense. If the defense is going to be, as we anticipate, top 5 defense, maybe top 3, should certainly be top 10, worst case scenario. Like, how good does this offense truly have to be? Because,
right,
for example, maybe the other side of the coin is, well, last year we thought they had the 4th best weapons. Now, granted, there's plenty of injuries, but still, you know, the offense wasn't quite good enough over the course of the season to get to where they wanted to be. Now, this year, we believe the weapons aren't quite as good, but the defense is better. So, where do you think they actually need to, by year's end, kind of slot in when we talk about this weapon group to actually achieve what they want to this year?
It's interesting you said by year's end, because I fully expect, and we'll probably overreact early in the season when the offense is not necessarily lighting it up.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to realize this is a totally new offense. Rookie receivers are going to be, you know, integral in the attack. You have Nick Chubb coming off an injury and coming into a new offense. I have higher hopes higher expectations for Nick Chubb than most people. But nevertheless, I think the first 3, 4, maybe 5 games of the year is going to be vastly different from the end of the year. So if we're looking at the entirety of the year, I think this offense, it doesn't necessarily need to be higher than 12th or 14th overall. I think the defense is going to be that good. I would prefer a top 10 offense.
Yeah.
And it may well get there based on, you know, C.J. Stroud's abilities alone. But the offense is going to be, you know, the old work in progress thing. I think this is going to be the definition of that with the new style they have, the new players they have, and the new approach, new offensive line coach, maybe some changes on the offensive line as we get into the early part of the season. So if they get to top 10, then we're in business. We're in big business.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Business.
I agree with that. I was just trying to find Bill Barnwell's list from last year. Mm-hmm. I should have thought of this before, but I'm curious where, like, the teams that were ranked in the middle of the league, where they finished last year's season.
Overall.
How much success do they have, and how would that offense end up looking like?
Mm-hmm.
Because I do agree with you. I mean, the defense, this team I do believe is going to be led by defense. It doesn't have to be a top five offense. It just has to be competent enough or good enough where you're scoring, obviously, enough points to be able to win these games. And then you look at this division, too, and you're wondering how tested you're going to be in some of these games anyways against the division. So I agree. When you look at this roster, which player or position group has the potential to be the biggest surprise on offense, would you say, for the Texans this year?
Surprise? I thought you were going to say best. Surprise is wide receiver position group, without question. As I mentioned, there's a certain amount of conflicting opinion on Christian Kirk.
Yeah.
And then you have the rookie wide receivers. And hell, you know, maybe some of these other guys, Berrios and Xavier Hutchinson, might surprise and step up over the course of the season. I think without question. Now you can argue tight end. I get that, because, you know, if Cade Stover takes a step and becomes an every down kind of guy, then we're on to something. But I still think wide receiver.
And there is this hope that just simply Nick Haley having the tight end background is going to improve the
right.
tight end room.
Right.
So I get that idea. But I do agree with the wide receiver. It's what I've been saying all offseason. I'll repeat myself again, but I think there's just a wide range of variance with this wide receiver group.
Absolutely is.
And so that's where it could be the most surprising for some, depending on how it plays out. It could be become the best position group on offense, depending on how things play out. We'll see, but there's a lot of questions there. If you are curious, you can find this list on ESPN.com. Bill Barnwell put it together. But if you're curious, like, hey, who does have the best group of weapons in the NFL? The LA Rams are number 5. The Niners are still number 4. They were number 1 each of the last 2 years. They obviously lost Debo this offseason. They're still number 4. Bengals are number 3. The Lions are number 2. And then number 1, they have the Philadelphia Eagles, who, of course, won the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah, it's funny how that works out with those top two there. I think the Lions is a really good choice. Lions and Eagles both at the top. That's going to be tough to top.
It's kind of crazy the Chiefs not in the top 5.
Yeah, let me find the Chiefs. It's kind of weird.
That's right.
Like I know when you look at the numbers, it's mm-hmm. like it makes sense.
Yeah.
But Patrick Mahomes not in the top 5?
That's because he's fat.
Too much tacos, man.
Yeah.
Lay off the Taco Bell, buddy.
Yeah.
His fast food orders might be in the top 5.
Yeah, exactly.
The Chiefs are number 12. So actually, I guess that goes to the point I was trying to make earlier of you don't necessarily need to have this, you know, the best weapons in the NFL to be successful. It helps when you have Patrick Mahomes.
And I said 10 to 12.
Yeah.
You know, if you're 10 to 12 and you have this kind of defense.
You can still get to a Super Bowl.
The Chiefs have that kind of defense.
Yep.
Yeah, it's
true.
And the Texans have that type of defense too. Mm-hmm.
So there you go. And by the way, the Commanders are 13 right ahead of the Texans. And we know what the Commanders, you know, they had a great year last year too and made it to the playoffs. So, right, that's the point I guess I was trying to drive home and we've gotten to that this offense doesn't need to be league leading. The defense should be good enough. Just don't screw it up on the offensive end. Keep Stroud safe. And be efficient and score enough points.
And one more small thing. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not that small in the grand scheme. You know, I think this offense is going to have a lot of short fields. You know, their numbers might not be off the charts.
With turnovers and stuff like that.
With this secondary and these ends, you know, you might get the ball at the 50 instead of your own 20. I mean, that makes a big difference.
That's a good point. It could be one of those offenses that is high up on points but low on yards because they have those short fields. I always love when you see a bad team, and they say, like, oh, the defense has allowed the 10th fewest yards in the league.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, because the offense keeps turning it over. The other team keeps getting short fields.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an actual good defense, which was kind of, I think it was the Titans last year, where it's like, wow, their pass defense is really good. It's like, yeah, because they keep losing. Everyone's just running on them.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, I digress. Hey, question of the day. What event, sports or non-sports, would you Brewster Millions your way into, a.k.a. buy your way into? What event, sports or non-sports, would you buy your way in to be able to participate in? Let us know. 713-572-4610. Text your answers. We'll get to them next. It's In the Loop. What event, sports or non-sports, would you buy your way into? Let us know on the text line, 713-572-4610, and we'll get to your answers to today's question of the day. Before we get to ours, I do want to say, in light of the devastating floods that affected so many lives in the Hill Country, we're doing what we can to support with so many wonderful organizations setting up donation drives. The best way we can help is to provide you with the information on those outlets so that you can help us help our Texas neighbors. So just text FLOOD, F-L-O-O-D, FLOOD to 20357 for a list of all the ways you can help in the flood relief efforts for Kerr County. That's FLOOD to 20357. And don't forget, tonight at No Label Brewing, there's an event going on with our friend Jesse Watt from Mix 96.5, where a dollar from every beer sold will go directly to flood relief. So hopefully you can join us. People here from this building will be out there and get out there, have some beers to kick off your weekend, and also help a good cause in the process.
She might have some gifts.
Got some raffles, right?
That's true. Yeah.
I just seen a guitar walk out of here, man.
I see that guitar.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if that's part of the raffle, but it might be there.
We're going to have to get Jessie on maybe later in the show.
Yeah.
We'll hit her up and see if she wants to come on and talk about some of that stuff.
Yeah, for sure. So just wanted to make sure I get that out there. Important stuff. Text FLOOD and come on out and join us tonight. Have some beers and donate towards a good cause. With that said, let's get to the question of the day, make that transition. But what event, sports or non-sports, would you buy your way into, just like in the movie Brewster's Millions?
Yeah, I guess we have to explain a couple of things here. First of all, Brewster's Millions was made in 1985, but it is a cult classic, and most people have seen it, right? Figure you've seen Brewster's Millions?
I don't think I did.
You haven't seen it? Richard Pryor, he falls in. Well, I guess it was an inheritance.
Yeah.
And
I don't think I saw that.
They gave him like $3 million, but if he could spend it all in a certain amount of time, it would be $300 million. So he had to spend it all.
Okay.
And one of the things that he did is he paid for the New York. He was a minor league baseball pitcher. And he paid for the New York Yankees to play against his team. He Brewster's Millioned it. That's the first thing we have to explain. So you have all the money in the world. Like, this is the second part, Bill Ackman. Now, you may not know who Bill Ackman was yesterday, but you do today if you follow any social media. He's a hedge fund manager worth $9.5 billion. He's got money. He's got real money. And he bought his way into an actual, this isn't exhibition, this was an actual ATP tennis event, like a professional tennis event with real ranked professionals. He bought his way into a doubles match and looked awful. like he looked off. And I'm sure he's a good tennis player. He looked well enough to, you know, good enough to maybe compete in the member guest or something like that at his club, but he looked awful. But he competed.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you do?
By the way, I think that's really lame.
Well,
and,
Andy Roddick went off on him.
Good.
Andy Roddick, search Andy Roddick and Bill Ackman. He went off, said it was a disgrace.
Yeah.
He should, man. Mm-hmm. Like, I understand, you know, maybe that was a dream of his and all that stuff, but you got people that work their butt off to try to get
their
to
entire
where they are.
Lives.
Yeah, their entire life, their entire career to get to that point.
Yeah.
And you just paid.
Yeah.
I would hate to be the other people that had to be involved in that too, actually on the court playing with him.
And the poor professionals, like, they were ranked 80 something, 100 and something. Those are high rankings in tennis. It might not sound it, but those are high rankings.
No, they are beasts.
They are beasts. They were like shooting 50 mile an hour serves at him and stuff.
That's kind of like the kid that suck in school, but their parents got so much money, so they could just buy their way into the best school ever, while the other kids have to actually be smart and show the grades and all that stuff to get in that school.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And I also love this. People always think like, oh, yeah, I could score in an NBA game. So I do love this idea of like getting humbled out there. Like, yeah, you might be good at your little tennis club, but you're nowhere near a professional.
No, you couldn't. No, you couldn't.
Anyways, for me, I would be similar to this text from the 832. They said a five-day all-access pass to Eric Clapton's Crossroad Festival, and I'd be playing the tambourine. For me, it'd be similar.
You'd be on stage in a concert.
Yeah, yeah.
That is so you.
But as a performer,
like,
not
with
the tambourine.
Who? What band?
So my dream was, like I've always said, what we do here is awesome. It's really cool. But I think the greatest job is to be a rock star for a successful band. You don't want to be an unsuccessful band.
Yeah.
So I've always said, like, if I could swap places with anyone, I think it'd be Mick Jagger.
Oh, my God, yes.
Right?
And the staying power.
Yeah, the lead of the Rolling Stones.
Just
are you
the
kidding?
Name. The name alone.
It's true.
Mick Jagger.
The dancing? Would you do the dancing?
I don't think I would do the dance.
I'd do a little bit. The little shoulder thing that he does?
Yeah. I'd strut out there a little bit.
He was so cold, man.
He peacocks.
Back in the day. Back in the day, man.
His arms back.
Somebody posted a video of him performing back in the day, and that dude was just looking in the camera, just I don't know. I can't even explain.
But he literally looks like a peacock. Like just, you know, arms. Mm-hmm. And that's a good one for you. Figgy, I love yours.
Yeah, so me and Sean got the same one. Mm-hmm. I would love to pay some money to just play a small little role in Law and Order.
That's so funny.
I don't have to be like this big old drug dealer they trying to take down and all this stuff. I could just be a little corner boy.
Like 30 seconds on screen.
Yeah, I could just be sitting there. I could see Ice-T walking towards it. Hey, come here. And just take off and just get slammed to the ground. And like, I don't know nothing about no little kids, man. I know who that is.
Yeah.
He stay over there on 42nd Street.
And you wouldn't know his name. You just know what he goes by.
Yeah. It's a guy by the name of Big Tiny. We call him Big Tiny. I would like to play any role on Law and Order. I don't want to be like a PDF person or a nasty person, but just like a low-level drug dealer or something.
Little nickel and dime crook.
Yeah. The other show, I've been watching this show as of late, but The Pit. It's a show called The Pit. It's pretty much a emergency room type of show.
Yeah.
I would love to just be in there, you know, with an injury or something like that. Just kind of come in on the cart.
Oh, yeah,
or
yeah.
on the bed.
Just be like a dead body? Yeah. No lines?
Not a bloody body.
No, yeah, just a bloody body. Like, man, I got shot.
Oh, yeah.
Or something like that. Or a nail went through my foot.
Yeah.
Mm. And I'm sitting there and they trying to take care of me all
that. They shot me with a nail gun.
Yeah.
And then you're out. I would coach a major college basketball game. I would love that so much. And it doesn't even have to be the tournament. Doesn't have to be a conference. Just a big time college basketball game, roaming the sidelines, calling timeouts, you know, getting the guys
together.
Put
your hands on your hip.
Point to my assistants. Tell them something because I don't know what I'm talking about. You know, all that stuff.
2-3.
Yes.
2-3.
Yes. Shooter. Shooter. Come on, ref. Yeah, that's
Come
right.
Come on, ref. That was a foul.
Exactly. I would love that. I would pay a lot of money to just and it wouldn't even have to be like A&M or just a major college game, you know.
Now, would you wear a suit or just like athletic gear?
I would not wear the sweatsuit. I don't like that. I'd probably just dress nice.
No, I'm talking about like an actual like remember when we used to wear suits?
Yes, yeah. I'd probably lean that way more. But I'd take my suit off, my jacket off.
You got to have
I'd take my jacket off.
Yeah, you got to wear the suit.
Oh,
man.
That's what I do. I'd come out in a suit, and by the middle of the first half, I'd have my jacket off, my tie off.
Yeah, that's part of it. If you're doing just one game, you got to lean into it.
Sleeves rolled up,
yeah. Sweating.
Yeah, love it. That's part of the whole appeal.
Yeah, all that stuff. Either that or just completely humiliate myself and play in the Masters. Like I'm up there with, you know, these great, you know, me, the threesome is me and Rory, you know, and whomever else, you know.
Man.
And I'm hacking it into the woods and stuff like that.
I'd be
Bill Ackman.
Yeah, it would be entertaining to see just the contrast of like Rory's perfect on the green, and then you're just like over there in the woods.
Or the stats, driving distance, 165.
Right. And then Rory's like, oh, we got to wait for this guy again. I'm trying to find his ball over there. Can I just putt out?
I would absolutely love to do that. Baseball game at Fenway. Or play football at Lambeau Field.
Yeah.
From the 3-4-6.
The only problem, though, is you don't get the skills of these people. So if you want to put yourself in an NFL game, you're still you in an NFL game.
Yes.
And you might get broken into.
Exactly. Like this one from the A32. Race in an F1 race. You're going to kill somebody.
Yeah. I would be scared to get in a car with somebody that's driving that.
Yeah.
Man.
Oh, my goodness. Buy my way into the bullpen for an entire season. Last guy in the bullpen. That's cool.
I like that one.
You'd never get called on, or maybe like an 18-1 game or something.
Yeah.
You're throwing little 60-mile-an-hour pitches.
Yeah. Just get to hang out there, watch all the games. Mm-hmm. In that regard, I'd almost rather be like the bullpen coach just so I wouldn't have to worry about ever going in. Mm-hmm. And all due respect to bullpen coaches, I don't know how much they do other than pick up the phone and say, you go warm up.
Yeah.
So I'd be the bullpen coach instead, but that's a good one. I like that.
Yeah. Figgy's IMDb page would have one credit, Law and Order, dead guy number 2.
Yeah, that's right.
or thug number 2.
Yeah.
This is kind of mean right here. I'd like to pay for an actual doctor to live their dream and work for the Astros.
That's good.
I'm telling you, it's out there, man.
Somebody else earlier said they would pay just to sit in the offensive line meetings for the year for the Texans.
Yeah, yeah. John, there are no forward tees at the Masters. I know. I don't care. Still get to play Amen Corner.
Yeah, it'd still be cool. 713, so they buy their way into the Academy Awards as a seat filler. It's kind of like Kramer did that in an episode of Seinfeld. I don't know. If I'm going to the Academy Awards, I think I'd want to
have a speech.
Yeah, do more than be a seat filler.
I actually had that as one of mine. I'd like be with the best picture people and go up there and give the speech. Mm. Like, who is this guy? Well, he was an associate producer.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Although seat filler, I guess you have the potential to sit next to some really cool people or some of your favorite actresses as well.
Lopez would be choking kids on the bench. No, I would not. No, I would not.
Just got Homer Simpson on him.
What are you doing? You're making me look bad. I do a good enough job by myself.
Play one series in a Super Bowl to get a ring?
One series.
Again, though, you got to be careful out there.
Or what about just being on a practice squad?
That'd be sweet. Yeah. Or would it? Because he'd be hot every day and you're just getting no, I'm just saying, whooped. And-
but if you look at somebody like, let's say, Steven Nelson,
mm-hmm.
I don't think he played a snap for the Kansas City Chiefs last season. No. But he was on the practice squad. He got a chance to go to the Super Bowl and all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be something.
281 said, ball boy for the Astros. I tried to be a ball boy as an actual like kid mm-hmm. for a minor league team, and they said, oh, no, you have to be like 18 or older.
No, they're all in college.
Yeah, I said I thought it was ball boy.
No.
Ball
like,
man.
Yeah.
They're all like college kids.
What are you doing now?
Yeah, they do that.
But, yeah, I don't think that would – I don't know if you'd have to pay a ton of money to be a ball boy.
This is good, and you might have a chance to be a hero from the 281. Do a World Cup shootout, you know, where it's just you and the goalie.
Oh, man.
You know, because you'd have a chance.
Yeah.
I mean, probably not a great chance,
no.
But you'd have a chance.
You got kind of a 50-50 shot. They got to choose one way or the other.
Yeah, yeah.
This one I always thought about real quick. I'm watching the Wimbledon right now, but just being the person that pick up the ball and just stand there with the hands behind
and you hold
back.
It up?
Yep. Yeah. I would love to just do that at least one series. I don't know if I could last a whole match.
You got to hustle, too.
Yeah, I don't know if I can last a whole match, but I'd definitely do at least a game of that.
And then, depending on the players, sometimes they abuse you.
Yeah.
They start arguing, no, give me another one.
Get somebody like Nick Kyrgios.
Yes.
Throw the ball at you.
Yeah.
We got a few texts just on the Brewster's Millions. So for those to clean up, it was either you get $1 million up front or you spend $30 million in 30 days and you get $300 million.
That's what it was. Yeah.
So those are the financial details. And
would you do that?
Yeah, I would do it. Yeah, I think you could. Yeah, I would do it. I would try to spend the $30 million.
But remember, the parameters were you couldn't have any assets at the end. That was the parameter of the movie. In other words, you have to spend $30 million and it just goes away. That's why he rented the Yankees.
Yeah, it's true.
Right. Like, okay. You couldn't buy a piece of art.
You can't buy like a car?
No.
You
had to spend $30 million and have zero to show for it at the end of the 30 days.
That's true.
Like, that's hard.
That's tough.
That is tough.
Like, you know, you'd have to just rent limos and,
yeah,
you know.
You had to buy some expensive food or something like that.
Yeah, throw parties, you know.
A $20,000 steak or something.
Yeah.
You every single
zero
night.
Zero assets at the end of it.
Damn.
Also, that was $30 million 40 years ago. So yeah. I wonder what the inflation, how much that would be today. You had to blow through in a month. But yeah, great movie from the 80s with Richard Pryor. Keep sending those in. What's something you would essentially buy your way into if you had all the money in the world? Send those texts in 713-572-4610. Somebody also said, thanks for mentioning Tom Petty yesterday. I fell down a rabbit hole of watching some really cool videos of music. So
you loved it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Hey, coming up, it's time to go around the NFL. Including what one Texan had to say about this new offense. We'll do it next. It's In the Loop.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.